USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly half of all adults in the U.S. are now fully vaccinated against COVID, according to the CDC. The agency said Tuesday that more than 129 million people over the age of 18 are fully vaccinated, and nearly 164 million Americans of all ages have received at least one dose, about 49.5% of the country's population. In at least 25 states, more than half of the adult population has received at least one dose, with nine states having vaccination rates of at least 70%. And Manhattan's district attorney has convened a grand jury to look into possible indictments for former President Donald Trump and his businesses. The panel will sit 3 days a week for 6 months. Manhattan DA Cy Vance has been investigating the Trump Organization over allegations of possible bank and tax fraud. The former president has called the investigations corrupt and politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like a million bucks. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
A new bill in Texas will allow permitless handguns to be carried in public. Lance Pry has more.
Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And as the airline industry gears up for an expected busy Memorial Day travel weekend, passengers will still be required to wear a mask on board an airplane. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Tuesday that the mask mandate aboard airplanes has been extended. He said that the department is working to end the mandate as soon as possible, but it will remain in place until, quote, the science and data established that this is in the best interest of the American public's health. Masks are still required on airplanes, buses, trains, and other forms of public transportation by federal mandate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee recently sent a letter to the White House demanding answers after unaccompanied minors apprehended at the southern border were sent to Chattanooga to be processed and sent to cities throughout the southeast. Senator Marsha Blackburn accused the administration of moving these minors in without the knowledge or permission of the communities involved. Senator Bill Hagerty says the White House is blocking his efforts to find out more about the administration's plans for illegal immigrants in his state. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that his state deserves answers.
And I'm pushing hard for transparency on this, and the Biden administration is blocking us. You notice that they moved these planes in the dead of night. They're coming in both by commercial airlines as well as private air. And the planes that we've found out about, at least, are landing after midnight. They're dispersing the people that are coming in. We hear they're unaccompanied minors. They could be adults. We're asking these questions right now. Are these people, you know, vaccinated? Have they been vetted? What sort of people are moving through the state? What sort of people are residing and staying in the state? These are questions that need to be answered.
And federal authorities are investigating a package that arrived at Senator Rand Paul's home containing threats and a white powder. Lance Pry reports.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.